Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, June 22nd, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage, sitting in with you this morning. Excited for the show today. So glad you're listening. Hope you're having a great morning. Good friend of mine, Mr. Grady Cook Jr., is with us this morning, sitting in studio. Just a good friend. He's actually a customer of mine through. We both have jobs that we work separately from the show. And the guy's just full of Jesus, and I can see it. And so we talked about it, asked him to come on, and we're just going to have some time this morning talking and chatting. And good morning, Grady. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Shaw. I'm doing well. Happy Sunday to everybody listening.
Right on. Thanks. Well, hey, look, we're going to take care of a couple things here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes ready to start talking with Mr. Grady Cook Jr. We're back in studio this morning. I'm Shaw Gage. Grady Cook Jr., a good friend of mine, is sitting in with us this morning, just having a conversation. It's really neat for me. So honored you're here. It's only my second interview, so I may be a little nervous, so don't be nervous yourself. But, man, Grady and I have just had a good opportunity over the last several years to get to know each other and share stories. And not long ago, we were just talking in his place of business. And, man, he was just sharing a really powerful story and a testimony. And I just looked at him and said, man, what do you do on the side? Are you a preacher? And he just smiled real big. And he said, I am. But, Grady, welcome in. So glad you're here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, how you got here and what's going on.
I'm a Sylacauga native, graduated from B.B. Comer High School in 1997. From there, I went to the workforce. I worked in the workforce a few years. From there, I went to the United States Marine Corps in 2000. Spent 10 years in the Marine Corps. Spent some time in Iraq in 03. Moved home in 09. Accepted my calling around 2013, started pastoring around 2019, and that's when the moment of impact happened.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much, for serving in the military and your sacrifice there. I mean, it's just the ultimate gift and honor that any civilian can bestow on this country. And for me and every other citizen in this country, I thank you for what you did and your service there. And thank you also for your service to the Lord too, right? And in that army as well. So you know, it's that's cool. So so local guy, you went to B.B. Comer High School here, and that's your, what year did you graduate?
97.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, I got you by a few years, but you know, back then that was cool. You wanted to be the older guy. Now I kind of want to be the younger guy. So well, man, thanks for being here. We're going to hang out this morning, just share some stories. You know, Grady and I do a lot of this, like you're hearing this morning on the show. When we have fun sales calls. So I show up and we just, you know, we take care of business, but we also have good conversations about whatever's going on in life. And, you know, we talk about it on the show. It's just being there to impact one another and where are those moments of impact. And, man, Grady just, it was cool just to hear his story. So I asked him to come on and we're going to talk a little bit more about it this morning. Thank you for listening. This morning we're going to take a break, listen to some good music, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes. Back with you this morning. Happy Sunday. Glad you're listening. Grady Cook Jr. is in the house with us this morning, just hanging out and talking life. Grady is a friend of mine. He's a customer of mine in our jobs that we work away here from the radio station. And just had a tremendous opportunity to get to know him over the last several years and just who he is. And the guy just has a heart for Jesus. And we were talking a couple months back and just sharing stories. And, you know, I looked at Grady at one point and I said, man, are you a preacher? And he smiled real big and he said, you know what? I am. And so, man, I said, hey, I got something I want to do. I've started doing this radio show on Sunday mornings, and just, man, I'd love for you to come in and share your story. And we talk about on the show each week about just our reactions to things. You know, we can't, life comes at us and there's nothing we can do about those things that come at us, but it's how we respond to those things and those moments of impact. And as Grady and I were talking about, he had a very cool moment of impact in his life. And Grady, I just, man, thanks again for coming on. And
yes, sir. Thank you, Shaw, for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And just wanted to kind of open the floor for you and just, man, tell us what God did in your life and kind of how he said, hey, man, I am who I said I am.
Okay, well, let me first start off by saying that, you know, as believers, we have to understand that we're not promised a comfortable life. You know, there are seasons of ups and downs. And so there are moments of impact. That moment of impact are things that happen to us that try our faith. So my moment of impact came in December 2019. It was in March of 2019 that I started pastoring. It was in December of 2019 that I was accidentally shot. It was Christmas Day, to be exact.
Shot.
Christmas Day.
Shot.
Yes, shot. Man. Spent a few days in ICU. The doctor told me that I should play the lottery because I was lucky, but I realized that I wasn't lucky. I'm blessed.
Yes, sir.
So one may ask the question, how could a pastor get shot? Well, as I said before, none of us are exempt from trials and troubles. And so that's what we have to realize, that even as believers, there are going to be chaotic times. There are going to be times of confusion. And so we have to understand and trust that God is working even in those moments.
Amen. Absolutely. He is. Yeah, and that's, you know, so true. And it, again, we were talking earlier, if life was that easy, anybody could do it and it'd be easy, you know. But it's kind of one of those, why do those things happen, right? What have you found? I mean, I'm sure you had time to reflect as you're recovering and you're walking through this, but do you ever ask that, not in a selfish way, but just in a grand scheme of things, like why, you know, how did that happen? Why did that happen? What was the lesson the Lord was trying to teach me there?
Well, we say, you know, what doesn't kill us make us strong.
Yes.
And so scripturally, trials come to make us stronger. God is not trying to pick on us when he allows us to go through trials. He's actually trying to make us stronger. He's trying to strengthen our faith. And so that was one of the lessons that I had to learn, to trust God regardless of what season you're in.
Yeah.
And so Paul said something in Philippians 4:13. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So what that says to me is that Paul is not, he didn't have all the strength. You know, he wasn't capable to do everything that he needed to do, but God enabled him. So God will enable us, you know, to make it through those seasons or those situations that try our faith.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he just, I believe it's so we can share that, you know, maybe a day or 10 years or 50 years down the road, we can share that moment of impact to encourage someone else or strengthens our faith, absolutely. Yeah. But also we can be that witness to that young person in our life or that coworker or that relative or neighbor, whoever it may be, that may be struggling. Go, hey, let me tell you something. You know, God's got you. God's got you.
Scripture says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, not only that, but by the words of their testimony.
Yeah.
So our testimony, our words can help strengthen somebody else through their trial.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's, you know, encouragement, right? Just encouraging one another. You know, I've said it before, we're all going through this thing called life together. And anybody that claims they have it all figured out, they're just not telling the truth.
Right.
So I feel like anytime I can come alongside and encourage somebody, or somebody can come along and encourage me, man, that's what it's all about, right? To me, that's living life, and that's the experience that we should be doing for Jesus here. Yeah. So, cool story. I mean, I can't imagine being shot. Must have been painful, right?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh, man, I can't imagine. Yeah. Well, hey, look, we're so happy to have you in this morning. We're going to come back, pay a few bills here. We're going to come back here in just a few minutes and talk some more with Mr. Grady Cook Jr. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being back here on this beautiful Sunday morning. Man, I think it's drying out there. I see this big ball of fire out in the sky. It looks like the sunshine. I haven't seen it in so long, but man, thank you, Lord, for the rain. But hey, let's dry it out for a little bit. What do you say?
Yes, sir.
I understand. Hope everybody's safe from the storms, in all seriousness. I know we've had a bunch of bad weather over the last, feels like, 2 or 3 months, but a lot of storms, a lot of damage, a lot of trees down and floods and all that good stuff. So everybody just stay safe. Go help a neighbor. If you see somebody in need with some of that stuff, reach out and just be a friend, because, hey, that's what Jesus wants us to do. Hanging out with Mr. Grady Cook Jr. this morning, talking in the last segment. You know, Grady shared a little while ago about his moment of impact, and that was getting shot a few years ago, shortly after taking over as lead pastor of a church. And man, just can't imagine what that was like. And man, we were talking in the last segment about Job and about how things happen to us. And man, we've got it bad, but it's not always as bad, as Job had it, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
I'll also say one thing that helped me. I had a loving church family. I had a loving family, a loving wife. They were always there to support me. But I revert back to Philippians 4 and 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Those first two words, I can do all things. So it doesn't matter what that thing is. Through Christ, we can come through it. We can endure it. And so that's been a scripture I've stood on since high school graduation. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Man, and that's such a, and that's so true. And, you know, we forget that. I forget that. Excuse me. That, you know, that's why he's here. He wants us, but he also wants us in the good times, but yeah. In the hard times and the down times. You know, I used to share with people, I go, you know, sometimes you just feel like you just can't catch a break, right? Yeah. And just keep that the steps on the ladder just keep breaking and you just keep falling forward. You know what? If you're not doing right, if you're not doing the things you're supposed to be, sometimes you got to hit rock bottom before you start looking up.
Right.
You know, and I think when we start looking up, you know, that's when we really start. And it's, look, you can't fake it, you know. Right. And some people can put on that, I call it the Sunday morning Halloween costume, right? They show up and they put on that. How's everything going? Great. And never any problems, and put on that smile and all that. But if we take those masks off and we really just open up and share our hearts with one another, you know, that's where it gets real. Yeah. And that's where we can really help each other and encourage one another and pray for one another.
Right.
Right. And you and I have just been able, man, we kind of picked it up right out of the gate when we met each other. And
yes, sir.
Just been able to share stories. I mean, I think I told you my whole cancer journey the first time I met you, you know. And listeners that have heard that show know about my story. And same way, right?
Okay.
And I had that poor me, why me, for about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. And then it became, man, why me?
Yes, sir.
And why do I get this opportunity to impact this community? And 12 and a half, 13 years later, here I am sitting on a radio station talking to a good friend, talking about the same. It's still encouraging, right?
Right.
And
yes,
it's cool how the Lord gives us that platform.
Yeah.
And so how did that change you as a man, like going through that and coming out the other side? How did that change you, and what's and how do you approach life now?
It just made me stronger. I believe that because I was able to endure that. I mean, whoever dreams about getting shot, you know.
Right.
So if I can endure that, there's nothing that I'm not able to endure. No
Man.
Kind of pain, no kind of situation that I'm not able to endure. Because if God brought me through that, I know that he can bring me through the next situation.
Oh, man.
And so that's what I stand on.
Yeah, yeah. So cool. And that's so true, right? I mean, you look at Job, you look at Jesus, you look at Paul, you look at all these characters in the Bible that went through a lot worse things than we've gone through.
Right.
And yet we know God protected them, right?
Exactly.
So if he can protect them, I know he can protect us.
Yeah. And Jesus is our example.
Yep.
But sometimes he wants to use us to be an example to others.
Yeah. Yeah. Years ago, and I've shared this on the show before, but man, when I taught school, I wish I was this smart, but the Lord just gave me stuff. He just dropped stuff in my brain somehow, but I got this word and I told it to my eighth grade boys Bible class one day. I said, you know what? I'm tired of talking Bible. I'm tired of being that Sunday morning mask and just saying we're doing these workbooks and we know all these stories and all the answers. We got to become Jesus the verb, not Jesus the noun. We got to put it in action. We've got to become the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And those guys, excuse me, as sixth graders, they started Operation Impact.
Okay.
And as sixth graders in Franklin, Tennessee, they went and served at soup kitchens and food pantries and homeless shelters. And, man, like, started raising money to buy Bibles for these guys. Right. It was just super cool. So, but that was a testimony to me here. I thought I was the leader of that group and the teacher. Those guys taught me a whole lot. So it's cool how the Lord works, you know?
Yeah. All of us are wearing scars. Some of them seen, some of them unseen.
Mm-hmm.
And so one thing about a scar does heal, but the scar is always there
as a reminder
of what we've come through, of what we endured. So even though the scar is there, we'll heal from the scar, but there's that always that reminder of that. This is what I went through.
Right.
This is what God brought me through. So when I look at that scar, I'm always reminded of God's goodness and God's grace and mercy, of how he brought me through that.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's deep. I like that. Typically I look at scars that I've got and go, oh man, I wish I had this, but man, that is good. I'm gonna change my attitude. I'm gonna be like, thank you, Lord, that you gave me that. You know what
sir.
I mean? Because that's true, right? That's just a good reminder. Wow, man. Moment of impact right there.
Yeah.
Super cool. Grady, so glad you're here hanging out with us this morning. We got to take a break. We're going to come back here in just a few minutes and follow up more with Grady Cook Jr. Thanks for listening to the show this morning. All right, back in studio this morning. Happy Sunday morning again. Hanging out with Grady Cook Jr. What a great guy he is. Shared his heart so far this morning, and just what a tremendous story you've got. Just, man, being shot on Christmas Day, yeah. Like 9 months after taking over the lead pastor of a church. Yes, and, man, it, you know, and it's just wild how things happen. And, again, life's not about what happens to us. It's about how we respond to what happens to us. Right. And we were talking off air a little while ago about just how that choice that you made in that moment, right? There were times you wanted to give up.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And yeah. So thankful you didn't.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I understand that God chose me.
Right.
There was a purpose. Romans 8:28 says, we know mm-hmm. that all things work together for the good of them who love God and are called according to his purpose. So in everything that I went through, God had a purpose attached to it. You know, there's nothing that you and I are going to go through that doesn't serve a purpose for us.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, that's what he wants. He wants that relationship with us. He wants us to lean into him, not only when times are bad, but when times are good too. Yeah. But it's the bad times is when it's easier, right? And it's a little bit more, man, I need some help. And that's yeah. when we typically pick up that phone and say, God, I need you. And it's interesting you're sharing those scriptures, but I came across this as I was praying this week, prepping for the show, and it was Matthew 11:28-30, and it says this, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Man, I just wanted to take a nap right then and there when I read that. I was like, whew. And it goes on to say this. It says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Yes, sir.
Again, man, just that rest, just that comfort yeah. in him. And, you know, that's what it's all about. And just yeah. saying, letting go. You know, I referenced this time. I had a good friend, Miss Barbara. She passed away about 3 months ago. But her saying was, let go and let God.
Yeah.
And that's what he wants us to do, right?
Yeah. yeah. So the word says that we have to trust God with all our heart
mm-hmm.
and lean not into our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. He also says that if we keep our minds stayed on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace. So we can still kind of smile and enjoy ourselves, even though we're going through troubled times. Yeah. God will give us that perfect peace that will help us continue to go out through, you know, from day to day. You know, we won't just stick our heads in the sand or hide our head under the covers and not come out of the house, you know, because we still got that peace
mm-hmm.
And that strength, as I said earlier, to keep going when life tries to make us give up.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I know I'm guilty of forgetting, you know, I'm going through my health stuff, cancer stuff 12 and a half years ago. And there's times I forget about it. You yeah. know, I forget what God did in my life and I forget what I went through. And I want to sit around and complain. And the Lord will go,
yes,
not doing any of that. Yep. Right. It's all about that perspective. Right. So what a good reminder that is. Well, man, tell us about, you know, hey, going forward, what Grady Cook Jr. is doing, man. What are you, what's your world? How are you impacting the world for Jesus because of what you went through?
I'm just continuing. I want to continue to be a light wherever I go. I know you and I talked on the job, and I didn't disclose to you that I was a pastor because I always want my actions to speak for me, not a title.
Right.
So I want my light to shine wherever I go. You know, we're going through so much in this world. The world is so dark.
Mm.
And so, but God has called us to be the light. And so everywhere we go, we ought to light it up, I would say.
Man, you know, I like that.
We ought to bring some joy where the world is dark.
Yeah.
And so that's what I want to continue to do, not only at Mount Pisgah Baptist Church, where I pastor in Titus, but just in my home and on my job. And everywhere I go, man, I just want to be a light.
Yeah. Man, that's y'all see why I brought him in here. I mean, the guy's just full of energy, full of light, and it's so, man. I'm telling you, if you could see his smile right now, it's everything you imagine it would be. Man, the guy's just, man, he just exudes Jesus, and so thankful for that, and for men like you. And man, it is a dark world, right? And it's a tough world, and there's so much angst, and you know, that's what. As I was praying about this whole idea, I didn't even know this opportunity existed, and I was just praying, going, Lord, how can I have an impact? There is so much bad news. I was ready to turn off the TV, which I have done, and just listen to radio, but hey, you know, I just turn all that stuff off and just go out and have a conversation with my neighbor. And it led to Michael, who, you know, is here at the station, and he said, hey, we got another, man, you make a good fit here. And here we are 6 months later going, man, look what God did. So, man, just trust him. And like you said, and acknowledge him and put him at the forefront of your life. And he's going to straighten those paths out, isn't he?
So many distractions, y'all, that we have. So many distractions, man. But, but if we keep our mind stayed on him, man, again, he'll keep us in perfect peace.
Yeah. And that's the key, right? And I know it's, man, when things are going good, sometimes I take my eye off the prize there, right? And I think, well, man, look what I'm doing. Look, and you know what? God will usually go, hey, maybe a little nudge, maybe a little spanking, maybe whatever. Yeah. But he's like, hey, you know, you get them back on me. Right. And you're right. When we do that, man, the Lord blesses that. So super cool. Man, that's fantastic. So name of the church again?
Mount Pisgah Baptist Church, Titus, Alabama, 16585 U.S. Highway 231. If you're ever going to Wetumpka or Montgomery, stop by and give us a holler. If you see the cow pasture, the church is behind the cow pasture.
There you go. I like that. What time's your service on Sunday morning?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. Man, I like that. I like to sleep late sometimes on the weekends, but having fun with you. Hey, thanks for sharing that. Go check it out. Go see my friend Grady Cook Jr., man. I'm sure it's a blessing. I'm going to come down and check it out, man. Yes, I think that's going to be a fun opportunity. Yes, so we'll make sure that happens. Glad you're listening to the show this morning. Can't believe we're already in the third hour, but here we go. Come back, let us pay a few bills, and we'll be back here with Mr. Grady Cook Jr. Welcome back to another beautiful Sunday morning. So glad you're listening to us this morning. Hope you're enjoying the music and the conversation with my good friend, Mr. Grady Cook Jr. So blessed to just know him and be sitting alongside him this morning and just sharing some stories about life and adversity and how we get through those things and overcoming those adversities. Man, just what a interesting story you have with, man, being shot. You take a pastor at a church, you take this position in March of 2019. Life is good, man. Yep. You're like, all right, God has blessed it. And then Christmas Day, the same year, 2019, you get shot.
Yes, sir.
And like, so, man, like, what, again, big picture, your thought is, how do you react to that?
Well, I don't want the audience to think that it wasn't a struggle, that it wasn't a trial, that I didn't feel like giving up. I'm sure you did. Mr. Shaw has a powerful testimony himself. But one of the things that we spoke about a few seconds ago was Jeremiah 17:7. It says, blessed is the man who trusts God and whose hope is in God. So regardless of what we go through, God doesn't want us to stop trusting him. He doesn't want us to lose hope. So that's what I do through my testimony. I want people to know that you can continue to trust God. You can continue to have hope in God because he has the same power that he did in Genesis. He has that same power now. From Genesis to Revelation, that power is still available now. So trust God in all that you go through. It's not always going to be easy. We have to learn how to endure the tough times so that we can really enjoy the good times.
Oh, man, there's no doubt. You know, and yesterday, today, and forever, God remains the same, right? He's the only thing that doesn't change, right? We change, societies change, trends change, idols change, right? You know, I've been talking to some of my guys about this and our weekly group that meets, but, you know, I've been reading in Jeremiah and it's talking about idols and all these things. I mean, who would be silly enough to worship a wooden idol? But then I look around and I go, man, we got these things called phones and iPads and sports teams and bank accounts and size of my houses and my cars I'm driving and all these different things. If we're not careful, those things can become our idols. And when we start putting those things before him, man, a lot of times he's gonna correct that, isn't he?
They will.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah.
So again, I revert back to Philippians 4:13. I'll say that until I can't say it anymore.
Yeah.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So that's my testimony. That's my encouragement to whoever I talk to. Know what I went through because I'll share my testimony. Mm-hmm. But know that whatever you're going through, the same way I overcame, you can overcome.
Man, thanks for that encouragement. You know what, listeners, if you're out there and you're struggling, you're going through something, you've been shot recently, you've lost a job recently, you've lost a family member, you've had some tragic event happen in your life, or, man, life's just piling up on you. You know, take heart. Jesus loves you, and he wants you just to say yes.
Yeah.
And you can't do it by yourself,
right?
You know, and I think we talked last week about it, but it was talking about work, and I was a couple of weeks ago was talking about worry. And, like, if I'm in control and I'm not letting go and letting God, mm-hmm. I ought to be worried because right. it's going to be bad, right? Yes, but if I let go and let God and give it to him, man, that worry just goes away. And yeah. it's hard to explain because we want to hold on. We want all that, but, man, God just says, give it to me. And,
yeah, so David had a special kind of trust in God. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. His assumption was that I'm not going to fear, even though I'm facing all of this stuff that can cause death. He said, I won't be afraid because thou art with me. Right. So God was with him.
Yeah.
No matter where we are in life, God is with us.
Man.
On the mountaintop, he's there. In the valleys, he's there.
Man.
We can't go anywhere to get away from God.
Man, so true. So true. I shared a few months back, I had my mom on the show, and she taught me this when I was going into four or five-year-old preschool as vacation Bible school. About this time of the year, pulled up to Briarwood Church in Birmingham. She was in her old 1980-something station wagon, and I was, you know, the only kid in the car, and she dropped me off on that little covered porch. Man, I was scared to death. Didn't know these old ladies that were trying to get me out of the car. Mom goes, just go on in. You'll be fine. They'll get you. I don't want to go. Mom looked at me, and she says, hold out your hand. She says, do this. God, she took her thumb and went all the way around to her pinky finger, and she counted all five digits on the finger. She said, God is always with me.
Yes, sir.
And, man, I'm 51 years old now or in that neighborhood, and I still do it. You know, there's times that I'm uncertain or things that I fear, or I'm praying over my boys or my wife or whoever it may be.
Yes, sir.
Man, God is always with me, and God is always with them, because he is. And he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and whoever lets me in, I will come in. Man, he does, and he'll change your world from the inside out. So, man, what a powerful testimony. Thank you for coming in this morning. Thank you for being a part of the show.
I'm on it.
Man, you're coming back. I'm going to extend the invite anytime. It's an open door policy. Anytime you want to come in, man, you're more than welcome. But this has been fun. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed it out there listening, and, man, can't believe we're already almost to the end of another show. We've got a couple more segments left. So glad you're listening. Hope you're enjoying the conversation, enjoying the music this morning. Sit back, relax. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Man, can't believe we're already to the end of another Sunday morning show, the third hour, wrapping it up. It's just time is flying by, especially when you're having fun with a guy like Mr. Grady Cook Jr. So thankful, Grady, you've been in this morning, hanging out, sharing your testimony with us and your moment of impact. Did you have fun this morning?
Yeah, I'm thankful to be here, man. I really had a great time.
Man.
I definitely want to come back. You said I'm coming back.
You're coming back, man. You're absolutely coming back. Well, look, it's just, look, I appreciate you coming in, and, I'm honored and blessed to be here too. Man, the Lord has just blessed us with this opportunity, and we were talking about that a little bit ago, I think offline, and just saying, you know, God just gives us these platforms in life, and it's up to us to determine what we want to do with those. And, you know, we can, look, and if somebody goes through a hard event, a shooting, a cancer, a job loss, whatever it may be, I don't make light of it, and I understand people respond in different ways, but I know for me, I've got to be positive, and I've got to try to keep my eyes focused on serving others and especially serving Christ. And if I can do that in my hard times, man, he just blesses it, and it just doesn't sound like that's the way it should be. But, man, hopefully the encouragement to the audience this morning is that, you know, if you are going through something, man, just have a conversation with God, and it's not hard. It's just like me and Grady sitting here talking. All you got to do is say, God, just, are you real? Are you who you say you are? And watch out, because he's going to reveal himself to you in a mighty way.
That's right.
And but we just got to lean into him, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Job did the same thing. Job had some questions for God, you know, but God in the end ended up asking him, you know, where were you when I created, you know, the moon and the stars? But Job did question God because he didn't understand what he was going through. So again, I revert back to that trust, because Job said, though he slay me, I know that's a harsh word, but he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. So I'm going to trust God through the good and the bad times.
Absolutely. And that's what, you know, hey, he wants us to do that. He tells us to do that. And you know what, when you look around, we were talking about this earlier, I think maybe in the first hour, but our society today, there's so much angst, and there's so much division, and there's so much on the news and on social media that just says we shouldn't be sitting here having this conversation.
Right.
But we are, because God is bigger than all that. And I think when we start looking around and going, man, why do we have all this? You know, I've been asking myself that question for the last several years. Like, where is all this going? Like, you're so volatile and you're just like a powder keg waiting to explode. Yeah. And it's just like, what do we do? And I believe it does start one conversation at a time, but that's what we got to do. We got to quit having those idols. We got to get off these stinking phones and these computers and these TVs. And, you know, we got to get back to going and walking over to people's front porches and knocking on the door and go, hey, man, how about a glass of lemonade? Or, you know, let's grill out this weekend or whatever it may be. And just sitting in a radio station having a conversation talking about how good the Lord is, right?
Yeah, just upholding the scripture, man. To do all that we can to live at peace with all men, you know, live at peace. You know, we're going to come across people that don't look like us, you know, don't believe what we believe. Mm. But we still got to show the love of Jesus. Jesus did that. You know, he was around people that other people cast away.
Right.
You know, so there are people that we're going to come in contact with, you know. That's not going to look anything like us. No background, no, you know, different backgrounds, different educational, different education. But we got to show Jesus. We got to show them Jesus through the way we love them and treat them.
So true. So true. I know when I taught school, I always told my students, we talked about this a lot, but I said, you know, if you go to somebody, you have a friend or a group of friends that's doing something they're not supposed to be doing. If you go to them and start pointing fingers and say, you know what, you're going to hell and you're a sinner and you're wrong.
Right.
You may be right, but those walls to that individual are going up between you and that individual.
Yeah.
And chances are, I mean, God is bigger than all of it, but chances are those walls probably are never going to totally come down.
Right.
So you're never going to get through to that person and be able to have any kind of a conversation about your faith or about whatever it is you're talking about. So I learned years ago, man, you come alongside people and you help them and you serve them and you get to know them and you make them smile, right? And then you just show it through your actions. Like you, man, Grady, you're a great example of that, what you were sharing earlier. Like you don't advertise that on your sleeve. You don't wear a badge at work during the week saying, hey, I'm a pastor of a church, and man, you just show it, you know, and you do a great job where you work, and I see the people around you, man. It is we are difference makers, and you are a difference maker and where you work. When I come in and I see you there and how you interact with people and how people respond to you, and it's you put a smile on people's face. And to me, that's what it's all about. That's super cool.
You do the same thing, Sean.
Well, hey, look, man, God is so good, and he just blessed me with an ability to have fun and to smile and to make people laugh. And I tell the stupid, you know, corny jokes or whatever they may be. Right. But, you know, I tell my sons that all the day. I say, if you can use a 5-syllable word and make people smile every day of your life, you'll live life. And they go, man, that's a hard way to go. 5-syllable word, you know. Right. But seriously, the making people smile, that's what it's all about. And my grandfather was like that. And I got a lot of that from him. So, you know, blessed to have, you know, hung around him for a few years to get that. So, but man, so cool. Glad you were here this morning. I can't believe we got so much more to talk about, but we're going to come back for at least another show, maybe a few more, but, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for serving Jesus and being those hands and feet.
Yes, sir.
And, man, we're going to be praying for you and your church.
Likewise.
And go check him out. Give us a plug one more time.
Mount Pisgah Baptist Church, 16585 U.S. Highway 231, Titus, Alabama, 36080.
There you go. Now you can write him a letter if you want to, but go check him out. It's 11 o'clock service,
11
right?
11 o'clock.
And Grady, I'm sure, is going to be bringing it. I'm going to go check it out. Janet and I are going to drive down. We'll come see you. And, man, so thankful for you and just what a blessing you are.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too, Grady. Hey, thanks for being with us this morning, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.